bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
That's what happens when you go to roll a chair and it didn't even move. I almost came out the chair and hit the floor. That's what Friday is for. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. And no, you cannot have my Michael Kors bag. So every Friday, somebody texts me. I'm not going to say what his name is.
That's a fly bag. You should probably, you know, let me hold on to that.
No. You can't hold on to it. Absolutely not. That's only because it's Pop Off Friday. So if you got something to pop off about, something that just makes you irritate you, that's non-political and no buzzwords and then pretending like it's political, give me a call, 833-212-1017, or you can hit me on the talking text line, or you can hit us on YouTube. You can just go to 1017thetruth.com and click watch live, and then you'll be on YouTube. And then you can make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell, and then you'll get notified each and every single time any of us are live on 1017 The Truth. And you know it's Friday because I have too many pockets, and I usually put my phone in the same place. And then I went to get my phone, and it wasn't in the right place. Then I say, wait a minute, what happened? Because it's Friday. It's Pop Off Friday. And sometimes I get a little wound up. Sometimes I get a little upset. And one of the things that I think I'm going to be upset about, that I get mad about, and then I do it, and then I find out later that actually something else made me mad. All right, so here's the deal. You ready? I told you my car went out like Wednesday. Talked about being up in Mequon, sitting at the Culver's lot. Boop, came back, car didn't start. And then because it went out, my security system kicked in, and then it shut the car down. And so I had to get that part fixed. Right? They had to replace all of that, the key and all that stuff. And so one of the reasons why it went out is because, one, my car is 11 years old, which is great. I haven't had a car note on it at all. I think total, I've probably put total maybe $5,000 into it over the course of 11 years. So if you divide that out, that's a little under $1,000. So right now, I could pay like $1,500, $2,000 to get my car fixed. And if I divided that by 12, it's still like significantly less than a car note. So the only thing I'm doing is literally saving up to go buy another car. And then eventually somewhere in my future, I'll retire. So it'll probably be my last car. So I'll probably buy a new car. Like, I'm going to buy a brand new spanking new car. But in the meantime, they said what? Oh, your car's going to be ready Saturday morning. So I called them. Yeah, is my car going to be ready Saturday morning? Nope, it'll be ready this evening. You can pick it up tonight. Well, I can't pick it up tonight. Why not? Because I'm doing a radio show. Well, why can't you pick it up tonight? Because I'm doing a radio show and you close. And then I can't get my car. So I got to get it tomorrow. I said, can you stay open afterwards and then I can come pick it up? And they said, well, sure. We'll think about it. I said, tell you what, why don't you just text me back during my show? And then we'll figure out whether or not I can come get the car. And they said, okay. I said, all right. So you good? I said, now I need to know how much it is. And they said, I said, no, I need to know exactly how much it is. And they were like, why? I said, because I'm paying you cash. I'm not paying you using a debit or credit card because you charged me 3% for your card fee. And I'm not paying that. And I think it's idiotic and asinine that companies are starting to pass on the costs to me. Put it in your costs and then pretend like it's not. But why don't you jack your prices up 3%? But no, you included the fee in what I tell you. There's a 3% additional fee. Well, then why don't you just put the fee in your costs? Put it in your labor costs. Put it in the cost of parts. Well, you got to charge me the exact cost of parts. So then you got a little bit put on the car. You make your money in labor, right? Then come on. You know it don't cost that much money in labor because you pay the guy that fixes the car like 30, 40 bucks an hour, if that much. But then you make like $100 an hour. That's called business. I 100% agree with that. I get it. Love it and support people that are in business like that. But the 3% is kind of driving me crazy. So that's what I was thinking about on my way to 101.7 The Truth today. Yep, I was here doing my show prep, walking around. You know, I got the ADHD thing going, so I got to walk around and do stuff and think and use my phone and then hit the computer and then talk to people. Right? Drives people crazy, by the way. Absolutely love it. And so then I get in my car and I come here and I take Uber. And for like the second day in a row, I took Uber. Now, for 2 days, I've taken Uber here and taken Uber home. I got picked up one of those days. So I've only been in Uber like 2 days coming and only 1 day going home. But no, let me add that up. I took Uber Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday coming, and I only took Uber once going home. So that was 4 times. Every time I get in the Uber, click, they lock the doors. And you can't, like, open the door. Well, we got the child safety on the door. That drives me absolutely crazy. I mean, my blood pressure gets up because you can't get out the door until they unlock the door. And so what I've learned how to do is ask people, hey, if I ride with you, can I crack the window? And then they have to operate the window. I'm like, no, dude, we out. I said, that's not happening. I was like, you know, so I am leaning seriously, not taking Uber anymore. Because it doesn't make any sense. They put a child lock on the door, and to get the window down, remember how you used to be able to put the window down? Now they put the window down. You can't even put the window down. And I'm like, okay, this is a little weird now, riding Uber. And it's happened to me 4 times. And so now I'm like, yeah, I think I'm going over to Lyft. I have to. I got to find somewhere else. I have to, because this is starting to get weird. Like locking the doors and you can't let the window down. The air is. I'm like, can you turn the air? So when you get it and they start telling you, you know, how do you like your air? Do you want it warm? Do you want conversation? That's because they lock you in the back of the car. I'm paying you. Why are you locking me in the car? You already got paid. So what is that? Well, it's for safety. Locking me in a car is not safe for you. That doesn't make any sense to me. Because I can easily just break your window out and get out. Like, I don't really understand what that's about. Like, I will just break your window and leave. And then I'll just, well, you broke the window. I said, okay, I'll pay for it. How much you want for it right now? Well, that's criminal damage to property. It's not if I pay for it. Like, I paid for it. It was accidental. See, it has to be intentional. It was accidental. So here, how much you need for it? I give you credit card, I give you debit card, Venmo, Zelle. How you want to get paid? So what are we doing? And I really like Uber. But I'm just at a point now. And I'm talking Uber Comfort, Uber Black, Uber SUV. They all do the same thing. So I'm like, you know what? So let me call Lyft. JD said, Dr. King, you sound like a criminal. Hey, JD, what? That's dumb. In order to catch a criminal, you got to think like a criminal. Silliness. You're just being silly. Sincere says, so they are questioning you about when you're picking up your car, and again, you ask how much. Shaking my head, customer service, a joke. Well, I mean, you know, I don't like to walk in and then go, surprise, it's $3,000. What? And then I'll be upset. Because now you're doing work that I didn't say you needed to do. And so I gotta go, you know, you need to change your procedure and, you know, stuff like that. But that's only because you have it. Hey, Mal, it's always a happy Friday because it's a pop-off Friday. I'm just saying. RC said, manufacturer recommended sales price. There's always room for negotiation. I don't negotiate. This is how much money I'm giving you for the car. It's less than what you'll take, yes or no. And if I take what you're selling it for, and usually I get a pre-owned, you know, certified pre-owned with a warranty, here's what I tell them. I need these extra things to pay your price for the car. To the point where when I bought my car, my Mercedes, the guy almost lost the deal because I told him, here's what I want. I want floor mats, because he threw in floor mats to make me, like, you know, want to get the car. Hey, I'll even throw in some floor mats. Hold up, player. Mercedes comes with floor mats. If you literally gave me a car without floor mats, I would give you the car back. It's a used car. I got 5 days, 7 days to, you know, the lemon law. Hello, what are we doing? And so I said, here's what I really want. He said, what? I said, I want a Mercedes hat. I want a hat. Maybe I should do that with Uber. Maybe I should ask Uber, hey, Uber, what will you do for me to make me want to ride in your car other than pay you? If you remove the tip portion, then I'll do that. But I'm going to tell the guy, if you lock your doors while I'm in transit with the child lock and I can't get out, you are not getting a tip and you're getting like less than 5-star. I'm telling you that right now. You got to start fighting fire with fire. You're getting, now usually, you know, you get in cars where they're junky, they got dirt on the ground, you know, they've been eating, dudes drinking out of a cup, all this stuff. And I'm like, and that's why I don't do Uber Comfort anymore. I do Uber Black. I just don't. I can't. But if I'm telling them, if you lock the door, you're not getting a tip. And you're only going to get 4 stars. I'm telling you right now, I don't like to be locked in a car. So you're going to put the window at halfway and you're not going to touch it. And you're going to leave the door unlocked. You already got paid and you know who I am and you got my picture. Like, where are we going? You ever known anything that happened to an Uber driver where they didn't catch the person and they were the passenger? Why? Because they got your information. So that's all I'm saying. No, people don't complain about the problems. The problems are there. They just put up with it. Your generation puts up with stuff. Your generation puts up with stuff. I ain't putting up with it. I am not putting up with it. Now, after the break, watch this. After the break, if you want to discuss it, we can. But right now, I'm like, dude, I am just burning. I cannot. So I'm done. From now on, Uber gets 4 stars. I don't care who you are. And no tip. Absolutely not. That's terrible. I only had one Uber driver that treated me with some respect this week. No, maybe two. The guy that took me home yesterday was pretty cool, too. But I live in Sherman Park. I ain't never seen nobody leave my neighborhood that fast. I got out the car. He was gone. Boom. Turned the corner. I'm like, yeah, he's scared to be in this neighborhood. Wow. But it's unfortunate. It is just unfortunate. It is. But then again, I take Uber. I guess I'm switching to Lyft now. Does Lyft have the different levels of black and all that? And all that? Okay, yeah, we gonna have to. Hey, that's what my hats say, black and bougie. I'm just saying, I'm just living up to it. But the bottom line, I guess it's Uber, rideshare. Beats taking the bus.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Treat her like a lady.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. Because it's Pop-Off Friday, I tend to just let my ADHD just boop, like whatever I think, I just say it, right? I got to pause like 10 seconds to make sure, okay, can I say that? I was about to say something about you, but I got to be nice. Got to be nice. Got to deal with people who has one letter for their name, but you know, whatever. Prince was a symbol. Okay. Who else? Kanye was, who the heck knows what he was? Anyway, 833-212-1017 is the number. So Tory was harassing me about, look at this. So the person that I rode with that knew who I was actually put in the text, "You forgot my tip." And I actually gave them a tip and they thanked me. So I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, Daniel said, "Dr. Ken, you come across as an individual who would have just rented a car for a few days, but I suppose that's making my usual assumption. That's something I've been working on not doing. And since you did not rent a car, I'm clearly incorrect in my assumption. I apologize. Bear with me through my personal assumption taming." Oh, that was silly. That was cool too. So here's the deal. I'm not going to rent a car to pay for something while I pay for something. Uber was like $14. Makes no sense to pay $140 for a car. Like, it just doesn't. And then I got to pay to get the car fixed. And then I got to what? Uber to go get the car? You know what I'm doing, right? I'm walking to the car place to get my car. Like, and people go, "Oh, you got to spend money." I said, you know, the way that you get money, yeah, is to spend less. I know it's a foreign concept, and that's why I want to find somebody who can work with, and you all, Truth Nation, will work with to talk about finance and money and personal finance and have a Saturday show and really dive into what that is and how you can create generational wealth and all that. That's why. Because if that's your mindset, then you're going to, like, not win. Tay-Mac said, "Well, Mr. Ken, you should take Uber and Brother Tay-Mac will get you where you need to go with passenger-controlled locks and windows." I don't know. Because then you know who I am. Only one person knows who I am. One person. After that, I don't be knowing y'all. Y'all be like, "Oh, I'm going to take him." I'll end up in Oconomowoc or something. "How do I get out here?" "I'm not letting you out." "What's your name?" "X." You know what I mean? Like, okay, I'm done. Lana Banana, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How you be?
I be fine. How are you, Dr. Ken Harris?
I'm good.
Good. I'm not going to pop off. I don't have anything to pop off
about.
Well, then
don't call me then. But, hang up.
Okay, well, I'm going to pop off then. Dr. King Harris, listen.
There you go. Raise your voice, girl. It's Friday. That's right. Raise your voice.
Okay. Yeah, but I just wanted to let you know that if you if your car's at the dealership, they'll give you like a...
No.
Oh.
And okay. And the dealership only does it when it's under warranty. If your car's not under warranty, they're not giving you a rental. They're not giving you a loaner.
They give anybody a loaner.
No, it depends on the dealership.
You know, the $300,000.
No.
Huh?
No. I'm telling you, they don't.
Okay. They won't do it.
They might have just treated me like that because I'm black. But
well, I'm black, Illinois. Well, I'm sorry, I ain't going nobody know anything about me like that. But
thank you.
In Illinois, they'll you know deliver and pick it up for you, and you just have to have the vehicle, the gas on full when they
listen,
get to you.
Listen,
it was like, huh?
For what I pay to get my car fixed, I'm okay walking or taking Uber.
Okay, just a suggestion. I didn't know. Okay,
I appreciate it.
You're welcome, but I was just trying to you know. I didn't want you to go through all that.
Well,
but,
you know, it's, you
okay,
know it's
well, you know.
What do you mean you didn't want me to go through that? Like I'm some kind of crybaby snowflake? I'm a melt?
Look, I ain't trying to say you no crybaby snowflake. I'm just saying that I care. If it sounds like you a crybaby snowflake, then that ain't what I meant.
There's that attitude. Mm. That's what I'm talking about, Lana.
Now.
It's Friday. It's pop off Friday. There you go. All
right. That's right.
There
that's
you go.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And you. And I know. I like you, Dr. Ken Harris.
Aww.
And may you have a safe and fun weekend. And see you on Monday.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take peace.
I don't know if it's going to be a good weekend because, one, the smoke showed up. And so people thought that the storms were coming. And the storms came and went. Like, I can see the sun outside trying to come out. But the problem is the smoke is blocking the sun. So it got dark, and then I was sitting outside. I'm like, what is it? Then I went, oh, yeah, the smoke is coming from Canada. And we're gonna talk about that later. But now the smoke is coming from Canada, and then it rains. So what happens when you mix the rain and the smoke and the – I don't know. I don't get it. I don't trust it. And I'm not going outside. I'm wearing a mask. There's COVID in the smoke. I'm kidding. I am not telling the truth. I'm kidding. I'm just saying. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me check this. I'm gonna be nice and check it before I get to my top five at five. Are you going to Festa Italiana? No. I am not going to Festa Italiana, but thank you for that. They don't have InDrive like Uber or Lyft. Only difference is you make an offer on how much you should pay, way better than Uber or Lyft. InDrive? I don't know what that is. What's the name of it, Kwanda? And it might be just down there, so I don't know. Good afternoon. I hope you have a great weekend. Not really a city girl. I'm not really having a good weekend. And the only reason I'm not having a good weekend is because I got to pay for my car. If I get a guy to fix for free, I'd have a great weekend. No, I'm just kidding. Yes, you can smell smoke. Dirty rain. Yeah. So I'm. It's like, is this going to be gone tomorrow? Or is it going to be snow? We'll check the weather and all that other stuff. And yeah, we'll do that. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, Truth Nation, violence is a problem that affects us all. But together we can make a difference. The award-winning 101.7 The Truth wants to ignite positive change and bring awareness to the senseless violence occurring in our community. This is why we're hosting the third annual Truth Walk Against Violence led by Tori Lowe on Saturday, July 12th from Victory Over Violence Park down MLK Drive right to our studio at 3rd Street Market Hall. Over the next month, Tori Lowe will be speaking with politicians and community leaders about how we can better provide resources to stop the rise in violence. So if you want to participate, if you want to join the fight to stop violence, go to truthwalkagainstviolence.com. That's truthwalkagainstviolence.com right now to sign up for our Walk Against Violence. Supported by 1MKE on Saturday, July 12th from 9 a.m. till 12 noon.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This Associated Bank Sports Update on 101.7 The Truth is powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Brandon Snide. The Milwaukee Brewers will take their four-game win streak into Philadelphia to take on the Phillies to begin a three-game series this evening. DL Hall on the mound for the Brew Crew on this one. 5:45 is your first pitch. Over to basketball, where the New York Knicks survive to live another game. They beat the Pacers in Game 5, this one by a final score of 111-94. Game 6 scheduled to be in Indiana on Saturday night. And lastly, over to the NFL, where the Packers are wrapping up OTAs this week, and Jordan Love has one goal in mind for this year's squad.
You know, I think you talk about Super Bowl, that's the goal for us. You know, that's, we talked about that last year, and that's the same message this year, is we're trying to win a Super Bowl.
Packers will next hold minicamp beginning on June 10th. The sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown teams. Member FDIC.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. Y'all make sure y'all stick around, because I might be, you know, finding a qualifier for the One Call That's All 5K giveaway sometime in the next hour and 25 minutes. So make sure you stick around. Also, I'm excited Monday. In studio at 4:05 is Dr. Brenda Casalius, the superintendent of the Milwaukee Public School District. And so she's going to be in studio, and we're going to have a great, great conversation. Drama that's going on with MPS and some of the changes she's made. And we'll learn a lot about her. We'll talk about, you know, who she is. You know, sometimes we don't personalize who people are. And so once you do that, you get to know who people are and how they tick and all that. And it's a lot, you know, they say it's a lot harder to harm somebody when you actually know them. And so that's one of the things we want to do. So we're going to get to know her on Monday. And then on Tuesday, I've got a woman coming in who's going to be talking about, well, soap operas and race and class and gender, and how the media does that. So I've got a professor coming in from University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and she's going to be talking on Tuesday about how those things tie in and how we as a people, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, how we as a people tend to look in the media, how we tend to, you know, act in the media. Dr. Alana Levine will be in studio at 4:30. So, you know, make sure you check it out. And you know, and one of the reasons I have is because we got that new black soap opera that's on that just got renewed for a second season. It's on. So, you know, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about how we look in the media, how women look, how men look, how Jewish people look, how Italian people, like what does the media say about America? We'll dive into that on Tuesday. It's going to be an exciting week. Make sure you stick around right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. So let me do this now while I'm sitting here. I don't want to click it, but yeah, I guess I have to. Right now it's 63 degrees. The low tonight is 47. There is an air quality alert that is out. It's for pretty much any county within the sound of my voice, pretty much anybody in the Midwest. Precautionary preparedness action. Sensitive groups make outdoor activities shorter and less intense. It is expected to reach an unhealthy level for people. It's an air quality advisory. So It'll degrade from north to south on Friday today as Canadian wildfire smoke pushes ahead of a cold front. So you got to be careful. Also, I'm going to be talking about that later, the smoke that's here, and just what's happening in Canada that's causing that. They've had some devastation up in Canada. And so I know y'all might not be feeling good about Canada right now. You know, y'all beefing back and forth about them being the 51st state. And then the, you know, King Charles had to get on a plane and fly to Canada and go, hey, y'all, yeah, I got you. I got you. That dude, he never mentioned Trump, but he said, that dude, I'm paraphrasing for the king. That dude, yeah. That's why I'll never meet King Charles or anybody of royalty. You know why? Protocol says you don't speak to them until they speak to you first. I'm like, hold up, player, you in America. So if I say hello, you better say hello back and you better roll up out of here. Beat it. Yeah, it's pop-off Friday. I know. That's protocol. I don't care. You in America. You ain't in Canada. You are in America. If I say hello to you, don't be rude. Even though I'm rude when people speak to me and I don't speak to them. So I'm just saying. So I was reading this story. I was reading this story from The Root. And so, you know how when you were growing up, your mother told you to watch what you say? Well, he didn't. He kind of didn't watch what he said. But this is a message about a man who said he'd rather sleep with a dog than a black woman. I mean, think about that. A black man said that he would rather sleep with a dog than a black woman. But here's the story. A Georgia grand jury declined to charge a white woman who fatally shot her black boyfriend. But social media is not responding how one might expect to in this situation. So think about this. White girl kills black guy, and they decide not to charge her. Hannah Cobb was arrested this past February, charged with involuntary manslaughter after an incident in which she shot her boyfriend, Telvin Osborne, in the chest. According to police, the couple had allegedly been drinking when she went to her master bedroom to check and clean her firearm. You ever do that after you drink? What you doing today? I don't know. I'm going to go clean my gun. Oh, okay. And accidentally fired a shot that just happened to find his chest, and he died. Multiple reports later reveal the couple got into a heated argument after leaving the club, allegedly over Osborne's infidelity. The confrontation escalated, ultimately ending in the shooting of Osborne. Following the exoneration, Burke County Sheriff's Office made a post on Facebook stating that violent protests regarding the decision would not be tolerated. But though many in the black community are obviously saddened by the loss of one of their own, some social media users have expressed like mixed reactions since he apparently routinely scolded black women on his social media profile. He praised white women and denounced black women, including stating that he would rather sleep with a dog than a black woman. So the problem here is nobody in the black community cared. Like the fact that they released the white woman. Now, I don't know how you can convince, but then again, when you convince people, you know, they're the ones, you know. Honestly, I'll say this in all honesty, black people tend to always want to follow the rule of law to its letter, whereas I've seen in other instances, other people tend to, you know, I'm going to help them out. And I've seen it in law enforcement, like firsthand. They think we always look for a break. That's because they always get a break. However, somebody black on social media said, in my honest opinion, I don't care, because Mr. Tevin Osborne had said a whole bunch of disgusting things about black women. He also had tweets saying, if it ain't snowing, it ain't going, and other kind of stuff. He even said that he would unalive for his girlfriend. Interesting. who was also a YT woman, which is phrase and slang for a white woman, YT. He did indeed get unalived by his girlfriend, who was a white woman, and that's why I don't care. So other people on X kind of put him on blast. Of course, people said it's probably, you know, we always got to come up with excuses for people. It's lack of self-love. It's a past trauma. Or it is, I don't know, just... See, I can't say that because you can't speak ill of the dead. So maybe I got to put some phrasing in between when I use the word, like, stupid by itself.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. You know, I was gonna read a story, but you know, my mind goes back and forth, the different stuff and all that. And quickly, I'm gonna just kind of throw it in. You know, the nurses are on strike at a Madison, Wisconsin hospital. With a spirited rally, a picket line. This is from urbanmilwaukee.com. Around the building with brass. They took a five-day walkout this past Tuesday, reiterating their demands, changes in safety practices, minimum ratios of nurse to patient, and improved pay. I can respect that. What I can't respect is registered nurses leaving a hospital and leaving the patients to fend for themselves. That's one. Number two, they're part of SEIU. So the union got them gassed up. They're working on a new contract covering 950 nurses, most recent 2 year. Okay. I get it. You got a right to do it and be in a union and all that stuff. But you're a nurse and you took a Hippocratic oath or some kind of oath to do no harm. It's like the police. I'd always tell them, hey, if you don't feel like working when ain't nobody working, guess what you do? Guess what you do? Yeah, quit. It's like if the financial system went out and nobody got paid, nobody. Like the internet went down and now we can't transfer money to your account, so nobody can get paid this week. So would you not go to work? Police and fire? Nurses? Medical doctors? Like, nah, I'm not going to work because I didn't get paid. I think that would probably last maybe, I'll give you a break and say it'll last maybe 2 days. And then your family's going to start looking at you sideways like, okay, so the only people that are going to keep us safe and the only people that are going to keep us, you know, out of harm's way is public service, police and fire, nurses, registered nurses. What are we doing? Like, what exactly are you doing? I mean, I get you're not going to get paid, but eventually you'll get paid. Go to work. And I think, well, I thought this when I came on the job. Today, if you get sworn in to uphold the Constitution, then that's what you do. And you go to work every day till you get paid. I'm trying to have respect for these nurses. Nurses' contract demands include establishing required ratios, nurses to patients, improve safety for hospital employees, and pay increases, particularly for senior nurses, according to the union officials. Does a senior nurse make you better than a new nurse? I would say I don't know. I would say I have no idea whether or not that makes you better. They said time and again, meriters, M-E-R-I-T-E-R, apostrophe S, management refused to meet us halfway. So what you do is you jack it up to 10 million. I'm just making up a number. And you want 5 million, so you make it 15. And then you settle at 5 and everybody's happy. Okay. At our last bargaining session, it was management, not nurses, who walked away from the bargaining table. Miller said the most recent manager's officer included an unacceptable raise that doesn't cover the cost of living and made no progress toward the nurses' union demands for staffing commitments or security improvements. So what are you willing to give? That's all I'm asking. What exactly are you willing to give as an RN to help people? Because you already took an oath. And now, like, because of money, you're not holding up to that. And I get it. Cost of living is up. Everything's up. And so you're exercising your constitutional right to do that. And I get it. But not going to work, you lost my respect. JD said about the about the shooting, if it was my daughter, I wouldn't want her charged. So you want your daughter to be a killer? If it was my son, I would want her charged. We usually don't want our kids to go to jail, add race and dating, and it's a whole nother story. How about you get rid of race? And how would you feel? See, that's part of the problem. If you put race in every single thing you do, that means you're going to probably end up being a victim for every single thing somebody says to you. And at some point, you got to grow beyond that. You got to go to work every day. You got to deal with stuff and deal with people and deal with things that are different from you. And if you don't get it, then you're never going to get it. There are some realities in life that until you run and start your own and start your own business and build up your own, you're going to work for somebody else. And the odds are that somebody else is not going to look like you. If you're white, working for somebody black or Hispanic, or if you're Asian, or if you're, that's just how life is. Deal with it. Make it work for you. But a crime is a crime. It would hurt my heart, but I would understand. It's the law. And you can't compare somebody else's instances and situations and circumstances to yours. Every case has its own separate set of facts. And that's just how it is. In a large society, public servants are needed. The Constitution clearly isn't a guide for decency when our current president has said it's a guide and not essential. Well, it is a guide. Some parts of it are essential, some parts of it are not. They believe it's a living, breathing document. That's why you can add amendments to it. So when you push policy, because the Constitution gives guidelines on presidency, but it doesn't give specific rules, places like administrative law and agencies and all that gives the power president broad power over the executive branch. And so that's what's happening. Just like Barack Obama did. Barack Obama could write a bill like he did, Affordable Care, sent it to and said, hey, because he's the leader of the party. When he was the president, Barack Obama was leader of the party. He said, hey, I want this to pass here. My people wrote it, take it, work with it, and get it through Congress. And they did. That's how that works. You can't get mad that it works for one and then get mad when the other person uses the same power. Well, he didn't do this and he didn't do that. Well, no, they're not the same person. But understand, that's the power of the presidency. It is what it is. And so it's a guide in some instances. It is essential in some. And I think if you drill down to what was being said, you'll find that in that instance, it's not essential. When it comes to the executive branch, it's kind of lean when it talks about the power. It kind of gives broad power to the president. That's why we have a Supreme Court that has said on multiple occasions, just like they supported what he did, on multiple occasions they went, nah, player, you can't do that. Boop, cut him off. And cut him off at the knees. But that's what's supposed to happen. Check and balance. Let it work. See, again, just because he put conservatives on the Supreme Court, he thought they was going to side with him all the time. They ain't. just like all liberals didn't side with all Democratic presidents. They overturned Barack Obama and Clinton a few times, and Biden. So I get it. Kwanda said they being stuck at work for a week rotation like we will before starting Sunday hurricane season because some are there before the hurricane and others like me don't want to be at work. But that's what you signed up for. Worrying about what's going on at home. But that's what you signed up for. Sorry, Kwanda. That's what I signed up for, too. Worked through a lot of storms. Scared, too. Top 5 at 5 up next.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.